No, you do not win a car. Sorry. Sorry. You win Dudes and Beer merchandise, or a chance to be on Dudes and Beer. Like our good guest, Michael Wasson, who has just won a trip to be on Dudes and Beer for the first time. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, congratulations.
So, tell us
winning.
A little bit about what brought you to Mecum, why you're here, and everything else.
Well, my dad actually has a very passion for Mecum Auto Auctions. He always actually has, and he became a member not too long ago, and we've come annually every time they're in town, you know. And
oh, yeah, it's a great show.
So do you just do the Houston auctions?
The Houston, and last year was Dallas.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Real nice.
And, you know, you got to really appreciate the work that goes into these cars, you know, the blood, the sweat, the tears.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's just it. And that's what we were saying earlier in the first part of the broadcast, everything else, was the fact that there is so entirely much work that goes into this. People spend literally half a lifetime sometimes restoring some of these vehicles. And what I love is the barn finds, the ones that people have had since they were 16, you know, that kind of stuff. It just it's phenomenal to me how long some people, because we as men get attached to our toys. We get very attached to our toys. I recently had a microphone that I had to throw out that I've had like 25 years. It was one of those like, man, I just can't fix it anymore. It's lived its life. It's gone. I can no longer fix it and make sure that it still works properly. But to see things like this come back to life is absolutely amazing. And that's somewhat what y'all do with your business. Explain a little bit about the business that you guys do.
Well, I work for a company called Legacy Mechanical Solutions. We do HVAC. My brothers are technicians, and I'm the apprentice. You know, I think it's interesting. You know, you go into an attic, and everybody just does a half of a job. They want to get in and out quick, and, you know, it breaks down in a year or two, you know, and it's
nobody
just not
wants
good
that.
Work. They don't care, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's nice about having a family business. Everybody's close. We're close to our clientele, and, you know, it's amazing having that relationship with the customer.
Yep.
You know, and knowing that if anything happens to the unit, they are immediately going to call us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Know,
and we'll be gladly to take care of them.
And it's like when you do a good job such as that, you know, isn't it like the best advertisement is word of mouth because, you know, you've done a good job and people pass that along.
Well, it's very much the same way with this industry and with this passion. You know, craftsman, no craftsman. Even in what I do with audiovisual technology, it's a very small, close-knit community, even though it's worldwide and across the country. You know business names. You know company names. They pop up all the time. And whenever you're into restoring cars regionally, you know, there are hot spots. There are certain places that people just tend to take their vehicle to because they've been doing stuff for so long, for so many people that they know, that it's, you know, it is a word-of-mouth industry. Very much of the automotive circuit is word-of-mouth and people finding out who you are, stuff like that. Would you say that that's true, Pop? I mean, you raced cars. You did that kind of stuff. Would you say it's an incestuous industry like that?
Well, it is. It is a good bet. Yeah, the guys that I raced with, and we all just come together and go do it. You know, as far as across the country, it's. It's a brotherhood.
Yeah.
It's like a big family, you know. And, you know, I was raised around cars my entire life. I was raised around AC my entire life. For as long as I can remember, my dad handed me a wrench or my brother said, come help me, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I don't know, I just think everybody should be like that. Just care.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, it's interesting that you say that because you're right at the age of 16, and it's interesting to me how in the school system nowadays, they've pulled a lot of things like auto shop and you know, Votech, that kind of stuff, where, you know, kids like you learn to turn a wrench, and you learn that it's okay to turn a wrench, and it might actually be fun to turn a wrench. Like, you may actually end up with a career out of this that you might actually like going to every day, you know, and loving it.
Well, I'd like to say something about that.
Go ahead, Pop.
You know, you strive to become a good at what your craft is, whatever that happens to be.
Yeah.
And the way you make your business or even your life successful is by going the extra mile and not doing it particularly for a customer, but doing it for your self-satisfaction.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm harder on myself.
Yep.
Than anybody could have ever been on me.
Yeah.
Because when I took it from somebody else, it's just constructive criticism.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking at my stuff and I'm not satisfied, that's just...
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, and I mean, it's just like this show. Heck, earlier during the second episode, we had a slight technical issue, you know, and we ended up losing some audio, stuff like that. And hey, it happens. It's a live broadcast. I don't have somebody over here running a truck like they do at Mecum. I don't have, like, I am the host. I am the technician. I am the broadcast technician. I wear so many hats that, you know, sometimes when it happens, you just got to be like, hey, man. We just got to let that go and roll on.
That
oh, yeah.
Nice.
No, that nice. Impala wow. is absolutely Impala. Gorgeous.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah. Those are the ones that I like seeing that are just, and ones like this one right here, the Sinclair service vehicle back behind it, the old tow truck, the old Sinclair Oil tow truck is fantastic.
Yeah, the old truck coming up, I really dig the Sinclair one. I'm not so much big on Impalas, but I do admit that one there is very beautiful.
Like I said, I'm a Finn man. I like Finns on my cars.
That's true.
I wish we'd go back to it because it was some cool action.
It's a 1960.
Nice.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of work that I'm talking about. You know, you see that
big old boat.
Go
big
out
old
there.
Boat. Just go out on a date and. Just cruise the avenue.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. And, you know, that's a lot of what this show's about, is bringing people back to what they remember, bringing back the nostalgia. That's why they do all of the memorabilia auctions. That's why they do all of the road art auctions, you know, with all of the old signage from the 60s and stuff. And it's super fun to come and see that. Like last year when we were here before the main auction started, they had a thing of signed guitars,
yeah,
from bands, like signed guitars and vinyl. They had like a guitar signed by Kurt Cobain that sold for like $30,000,
yeah,
something like that. It's great because it's memorabilia, and they understand the fact that along with cars comes so much else,
right.
You know, kind of like dudes and beer.
Yeah.
People are like, what's it all about? Is it just about beer? And it's like, no, because there's so much more to being a dude than just beer. You know, it's what we are. It's what we do. It's what we're passionate about. Like I said, guys love their toys like children. We take care of them like children, you know, and we put a lot of effort into them. And when something happens, like you said, like when the technical issue happened earlier, it took me a couple seconds to shake it off because it's a technical issue, and dang it, I'm beyond that. And it happens. But, yeah, it sure is a kick to the pride nerds whenever it happens.
Well, you enjoy what you do, you love what you do, and you do it because of the love of it. And so that's why you're the hardest on yourself when you don't do that good job. Or, you know, it come out to your expectation.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why one is usually hardest on themselves.
Well, it's the fact that I know what I can do. And like
right.
Pop said, to cut corners on things just to get a job done, I don't do that. I don't do that. I go the extra mile, and it's not to make my client happy. It's not to suck up to anyone. It's that if this was my show, this is how I would want it done.
Exactly.
If this was my house, this is how I would want it done. So if I'm in somebody else's house, why would you not do it the way you would want it done? Like, exactly. It drives me nuts for an electrician to come in and wire your house, and you have 85 circuits in most homes now. You got two panels, mm-hmm. and good luck finding one that's labeled. Like, they don't even label it for you before you leave. Like, that's horrifying. That's mm-hmm. just crazy sauce to me that they have that going on.
It's dangerous what they have going on in the industry right now. I mean, relying on someone you don't know, and
yep.
I mean, how can you trust that person if they're going to be in your attic for 2 hours and get out real quick and never call you back? It's dangerous because a fire can start instantly. Just like with your car, you're not going to drop your car off at a shop and if you did not hear from word of mouth, or if they did not have a label,
or if it didn't have good reviews online,
exactly. I forgot who told me this, but I was going to go get a Mako paint job on an old truck. I recommended it to my friend, and then one of my other friends just said it's horrible work.
It'll last
7 months at the most. And
oh my gosh, nothing.
It's just terrible. And you know, the craftsmanship of these cars specifically are just amazing, just like everything should be. You know, I feel like everything back in the day, you know, I feel like everyone should really listen to what the older people have to say, because they actually know how to get it done right.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just like you were saying, don't cut corners.
Yeah.
Get the job done and treat it like it was your own.
That's it. Like, it's no good, like, doing things wrong the first time, then having to come back and do them again and fix it. And it's the same thing with cars, that kind of stuff. You know, like, you start putting Bondo on something instead of just replacing a fender or doing the fender right. Like, you could be getting into a lot more work later to have to restore it, you know, and have to get things done. And it you know, to me, just so much of automobiles and cars relates to everyday life. The concept of maintaining things, keeping up with things, making sure that, you know, you are adulting properly. Like, a vehicle is really, to me, your first test of adulting. And, like, if you can properly take care of a vehicle, if you can properly take care of a car, then you're going to be able to take care of a lot of things in life. You know, you're going to be able to preemptively see things and make sure that you can be proactive in life.
You know, along those lines, when what I've found is that people don't have a clear view of what they want.
Oh yeah.
And they'll start a project.
Yeah.
Without having a clear view of what they want to come up with. If you want to come up with a round-and-round dirt car, you know, that you're going to wreck two or three times a night, you know, you want to build it for that.
Yeah.
But when guys start, particularly, well, drag cars, for instance, because I have a lot more experience in that, when you start a car, you really need to know exactly what you want, because if you don't, you wind up doing stuff over two and three times or more. Your aluminum work, the direction you're going on in your carburation or injection, whether it's going to be alcohol or if you're going to use, you know, get good gas or whatever.
Exactly.
You gotta have an idea of exactly what the end product needs to be.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I do the same thing even whenever it goes with so many things. We are an instant gratification society now, and we've literally brought ourselves to this point of, listen, I don't have time for details. Unfortunately, without those details, we're going to have a real hard problem getting your project off the ground.
Yeah.
We're going to get to a point, when it comes to a point of decision, you're still going to have to make the decision. Right. The only difference is if you make the decision now, then we don't have to call you when that point comes up.
Right.
We can just keep working. And it's not 2 days of back and forth of, oh, what about this? What about that? And, you know, it really is a point of preparation and trying to preempt things that happen ahead of time. And it's the same thing with automobile maintenance. Like I said, if you're looking at getting, and this was one of my favorites that I saw yesterday, was this Bel Air wagon that's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I love me an old wagon. And, you know, whenever you're getting a car like that, it's a beautiful car. It's in great shape. But like I said, before you go out and spend money on a car like that, you really have to wonder, A, do you know how to get underneath that hood and turn a wrench and keep up with it? Because it's going to, unlike your regular car, which still requires regular maintenance, it's going to require a little bit more regular maintenance to keep it tuned up right and going right, you know. And either you need to know what you're doing or you need to know somebody that knows what you're doing.
Yeah, you need a good friend.
Yeah, yeah, and a really good friend. Who's
that's
like,
somebody
who's
you
like,
trust.
Cool, let me bring my parts and some beer over and let's fix my car, you know. Right. Not like a shop where it's like, sure, drop it off and pick it up 10 grand later.
Yeah, $90 an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
$150 an hour.
That's it, exactly. And But that's just it. You know, you could probably attest to this as well, Michael, that good work is not cheap and cheap work is not good. And that's really the way that comes about. That's really the way that it is. As we let you go from your guest spot here, Michael, I want to, number one, say thank you so much for coming on the show, coming and entering the contest, stopping on by the booth, downloading the app, all that good stuff. Hopefully you're looking at carrying on the family business once you get out of high school and doing so. Right now you're kind of in family internship mode and learning a little bit about it and all that. But tell us a little bit about what you're looking at in the future, what you're looking at this summer over the school break, and where you're looking to go with things business-wise as you mature. Let's hear a little bit about the future of you.
Number one, I really want to try and focus on getting out of school. I want to try and graduate next year. So I might be working through the summer a little bit, and I'm going to be working full-time with my company, well, me and my brother's company, Legacy. And after I get out of high school, I'm going straight into HVAC.
Okay, great.
I'm going to get my degree to become a technician.
Yeah.
And then maybe further down the road, maybe 2 or 3 years, I'm going to I'm going to go to automotive school and learn body and paint. And, you know, it's a tradition. My brother went to SAM, you know,
okay.
to college. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, graduated.
That's pretty
top
ambitious.
Of his class, and,
that's pretty ambitious on your part. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You want to do HVAC and then do go into mechanics. And
it's the two trades I know. So I'm sticking with what I know and what I love. You know, my dad always said, you'll never work a day in your life if you do what you love.
Damn right.
He's 100% correct.
Yeah.
Well, why two such diverse professions? I mean, the AC, you can make a good living doing that.
Right.
But then you want to go and learn mechanics for your personal use, or you want to use it in a business sense?
Well, further down the road, we were possibly talking about maybe opening up an automotive shop. This is just, you know, talk. This is garage talk, basically. Me and my brothers, you know. This would be way further in the future. But we would for sure. The reason why I'm going in both trades is because I'm the youngest out of four brothers. So I'm a
you got
bit,
something to prove?
Oh, yeah, I got something to prove. You know, I got to get ahead of everyone. You know how it is. You know, Dad loves the cars, and he loves doing AC. My dad's been working since he was 11. He started mowing grass.
Oh, wow.
Started from there. And he built himself up. So.
Well, and that's just it. It takes hard work, dedication, just like building these cars, just like doing anything. It's those that are passionate to succeed. You definitely have that. You've got the fire in your belly. So get out there. Get after it. Good luck to you, man. Godspeed.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for spinning the wheel of fate and being on the show. We can't thank you enough.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. If you can't be good at it.
Yeah, good luck in your endeavors.